Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Football Friday to you. John Lopez, the OG, sitting next to me. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig on the ones, twos, and you, 713-572-4610. NBA Cup is upon us, friends.
How you doing?
You excited? You excited for it?
Well, I mean, I'll watch some.
Yeah, okay.
But I won't even know. Are the floors going to be all funky again?
They're going to be funky. The NBA.
I am going to know. I was going to say, I might not even know.
Although, to be fair, it won't feel as tough because you're playing in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they always have colorful.
I think their colorful court is going to be some level. It's going to look grayscale. Like, it might be black, so it won't feel.
It will still stand out, though.
Yeah, it will, but it won't feel as offensive to the eyes when they get this all red court or whatever. These all yellow courts that are like, ah.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing that I have against the.
Oh, they're harsh.
The NBA Cup. I don't like the courts.
The courts are harsh. I get why they had to do it though, right? The whole idea is we're trying to make this feel
but
like
they have
something.
To do that?
Maybe.
Like, there was giant yellow one?
I think that was Pacers.
Yeah.
But I think the idea is you need people to know immediately when they turn this on, this is something different.
Right. Put the trophy at center court like they do.
Yeah, but even then, Larry right, O'Brien. What happens if you're on one side of the court? Like, that trophy, it has to pop. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm also having my eyeballs assaulted by this. I'm with you. However, I understand the reasoning, and I feel like this is how you try and build a thing trademark eventually. But, I mean, with that, like I said, the Rockets in San Antonio tonight for their first NBA Cup game of the season, and maybe more importantly, their first real tough challenge after a stretch of five games that they should have won, and to be fair to them, they did win.
Yeah.
They go 5-2, or they're 5-2 now after losing the first couple of games. Early on in the season, you get the reigning champs on opening night, and then you get, who do they have the next on that Friday thereafter? Oh my goodness,
Pistons?
Of course it leaves me. Yes, the Pistons.
Yeah.
At home, which is a close game and one that you probably could have won, but you know, things happen. What are you looking forward to in this game? What are you looking forward to learning in this game? Because I think this is an opportunity to learn some things, John.
Well, I think obviously, you know, we'd be burying the lead, so to speak, from a national perspective if you didn't want to see how Wembanyama and the Rockets match up, division, longtime rivals. This could be the start of something, you know, long term. What, 3-4 years, and maybe not even that long from now? And this could conceivably be like, hey, Rocket Spurs, you know, all eyes on Texas, that kind of thing. So I want to see some early returns on that. From the Rockets perspective, I'm just fascinated. I know you are. I'm fascinated by the transformation of this team. They're still good defensively. I think they're, what, 5 or 6 in the NBA right now?
As of right now, 6th best defensive rating.
Yeah.
Which has been on a steady uptick for the last three, four games.
Which you take, but I still think there's been an incredible transformation from a defensive-minded team, even though they're still minded by the coach, to an offensive superpower. I mean, they are an offensive superpower. And there's your 7-7, although they list him at 7-4 shot blocker. I don't think Dylan Harper is going to play today. I think he's got a little slight something going on. But, you know, obviously a young and upcoming defensive team. Now, I want to see what the Rockets' offense looks like in a game like this, both teams 5-2.
Yeah, I think that that's very good, especially because you talk about the 7'7 alien over there. The shot blocking of him in particular
is really
crazy. Now, he's not what you would think of as a traditional, like, anchor defensively. He's not that strong yet, even though he is rapidly getting stronger, which is very scary. Mm-hmm. But he's not a guy that's like going to completely take away the entirety of your post opportunities. But he's not going to he's not going to let it be easy, right?
Well, you're going to know he's there.
He's going to
affect it.
And so I'm interested in seeing, especially for a Rockets team, that when they do get downhill, it matters to them.
Mm-hmm.
How effective will they be in those moments against Victor Wembanyama? I think that is going to be something that I find very interesting. Also, his size with this, I think, also brings into question or brings to my mind, this is a battle of probably the two best rebounding teams in the league. Actually, yeah, specifically by stats, the two best teams when it comes to rebounding percentage. How does that stack up? Like, are the Rockets, is this going to be one of those games where both teams just kind of rebound evenly? Does one team kind of out-rebound the other and on the night?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be very interesting because, again, you've gotten to that number, but you've done it against some teams that I don't necessarily look at and I go, wow, incredible rebounders necessarily, right? You haven't, I mean, the Pistons are probably the best rebounding team that you played, and you played them rather early. We know that this team, it's part of their identity.
Mm-hmm.
To what degree does that show up against another team that's going to rebound the ball really well?
No, I think on both ends of the floor, that size and the rebounding ability is going to play a big part. On the offensive side, what I'm intrigued with is, you know, we know the Astros, the Rockets have a lot of size up front. Is this the kind of game where you're just going to try to attack with different bigs and maybe even Durant, you know, really attack, go to Wemby's chest and because he's not a one man team, but he's their heart. You know, he's what's carrying them because you do have that kind of size. You can maybe attack him with any of those big guys, you know, come in and slash, and they might be able to attack more tonight. I'm going to be interested in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's not attacking in the way you're talking about offensively. I am super intrigued, super, super intrigued in what this looks like defensively versus Victor Wembanyama. I hate to make everything about him, but he ultimately is the hub for what they do. Obviously, a lot of fantastic other players there for them. But teams have started just like straight up doubling him.
Yeah.
And this is a Rockets team that has more of the length and kind of some of the strength to maybe be able to deal with him, but he's still an alien. Does Ime go with a true double, you know, circumstance versus him? Is it able to be effective? And I think the bigger thing for me is how does the Rockets defense rotate out of that? That's one of the things I've been super intrigued by as I nitpick this Rockets team and they find their W's is defensively, they can still play defense, especially when it comes to individual moments of getting a block or getting a steal. But the team defense at times can look a little tortured.
We've
right?
talked about it.
The defensive rotations, guys knowing, all right, it's my turn to go and close out, and then I need to pick up here. And those things are a little bit frazzled, and that gets even more so when you have a figure that has such gravity like Victor Wembanyama, where you're going to need to be in rotation more if you do indeed double. How do they handle that is something that I think is a great opportunity to be seen against this San Antonio Spurs.
No, I think it's going to be a fun game to watch for on both ends of the floor. And then when you focus on the Rockets just in general, look, you know, it's way, way, way too early, Figgy, to look at standings. But I think it's safe to say, Reggie, the Spurs are – they might still be in their infancy in terms of being a big-time contender, but they're going to be there in your division – all year long. I think it's safe to say that. So it's a good just litmus test in general, how you not only how you handle, you know, Wemby, but how you start against him. Because, you know, clearly there's going to be some adjustments made. Maybe we need to double him now. We don't need to double him now. But this is a team that and a conference where the Spurs are going to be kind of hanging around. So it's a good litmus test.
Yeah. And I mean, just on a larger 30,000 foot view, how does this team play against more teams that are closer to being to being tests? I think those first two games were really fun, but
and they got the Nuggets coming up.
Yeah, that's the one where I really think that I have an opportunity to kind of wipe away something or get over my incessant need to pick at things, because that's going to be like a mirror game of what the Rockets. I think the high end of the Rockets could be. I think that they have like they have great pieces that match up well, but that's a whole nother week. Right now, you got the Spurs. And I do think this is the first time since those first couple of games versus the Pistons.
That's legit.
And the Thunder.
Friday night, going to be fun.
And it's you're earlier or you're further on in the season to where now you're starting to see what you have. And teams, I think other teams are starting to see what each other has. Yeah. Those first couple of games, I think, are somewhat feeling out, which is why I'm not going to put a crazy amount of stock in them losing versus the Thunder. I'm not going to put a crazy amount of stock in that Pistons game.
Yeah.
This one, with hopefully some facsimile of a elevated environment, I'm interested to see how this Rockets team plays out. And just, I think, just generally, there's an opportunity for a really fun game, right? Have you thought about, like I have, the possibility that you just get KD and Wemby going back and forth for maybe four or five possessions?
Yeah, 100%. You know, and one-on-one on the perimeter, both ways. You know, let's see them at the top of the circle, the three-point line. You know, Wemby on Durant, and Durant on Wemby. I mean, that's what you pay for. That's what you want
to
see.
Yeah, 8-3-2, fair point to be made. The amount of open threes the Rockets give up is infuriating. Some of that, I think, is the design of some of the defensive sets that they get out there. And some of that, I think, is that defensive rotation. Thankfully, I don't think that that's going to be tested too much tonight, because the Spurs are bottom third in the league in even like attempts at three. But if that becomes an issue, like those are the types of things that I guess in the negative that you could be like, oh, okay, this is actually really an issue where you're giving folks that opportunity. But it should be a really fun game, Rockets versus Spurs tonight. NBA Cup, and that might be a good opportunity, right? Like see how the early portions of trying to go and win a little bit of hardware, even if it's not the NBA, the actual NBA trophy or the Larry O'Brien trophy. That'll be fun. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, question of the daytime. What's the longest grudge you've held, or maybe the strongest grudge you've held? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.